lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where do we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before, like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids, take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime? Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke. This isn't serious. They clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually seeing. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on InfoWars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
Pesky Earth creatures.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. Because I want you to experience it, I want you to get it, I want to move it out the door, and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, with supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
And we've got Robert Barnes in studio with us now. We just heard from him on the Viva Free podcast, great legal breakdown. And in the next segment, what I want to do is kind of a simulation. Now, Bob is not representing Alex in any cases. He's not legal counsel here. He's just here as just independent legal commentary, let's just say. And so I want to kind of do a simulation in the next segment of what would your opening statements be just as a lawyer that's neutral, not involved in this case. But before we do that, it's hard to really talk about the implications of this case, right? Because we're still in the present. I mean, we're still dealing with it now. Just like when Alex was being censored, yeah, we could talk about we think they're going to censor the president next. They're going to censor members of Congress. But people didn't really believe those implications. They couldn't really see them coming. It's kind of a hard thing to foresight. But now we have a test case with the censorship, and I think a test case with what's going on in court. How do we properly lay out the implications of the results of this court case with Alex Jones so that the American public doesn't get bamboozled into thinking, hey, if we get Alex Jones scalped, that's a victory. But to understand, no, there's much bigger implications for the average American and for the country than just Alex Jones or Alex Jones-like people or supporters.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this case is about the power of the American judicial system to strip you of all of your core rights and liberties when somebody accuses you of doing something wrong. Because if they can do it to Alex Jones, just like what happened with social media, they can do it to you. And the goal is to prove that they can strip you of all of your rights of due process of law. Those rights include the rights to bring things like motions to dismiss, motions for anti-slap motions, motions for summary judgment, your right to seek discovery, your right of privacy against invasive discovery. All of those rights have been violated in the case of Alex Jones and every court that has adjudicated these Sandy Hook cases, both in Austin, Texas, and in Connecticut. But it's not just that. They've also stripped him of his right to appeal some of those rulings. A right to an appeal anti-slap motion in the case of Connecticut, a right to appeal a summary judgment motion in the case of Texas. Not only that, they've also now stripped him of his right to trial by jury. There's a reason why the Magna Carta's fundamental assertion, the most critical, essential, procedural right to guarantee substantive freedoms and liberties, was the right to trial by jury. What has happened here? He is not allowed to have a right of trial by jury on the substantive merits of the suit. He is not even allowed to have a right of trial by jury on many issues that are legally related to whether or not he caused any damages to the people seeking relief in the court. And that's going to keep going further, as we probably will see and witness in the jury selection process. The court is likely to preclude and exclude those jurors who are capable of being impartial and try to stack the jury with prejudiced jurors who have a preconceived conclusion about the case, further inflamed by the judge's ruling. So this is about, does the rule of law still govern in America? Do you still have a right of trial by jury? Do you have a right of due process of law? Do you have a right of privacy? Because if they strip those rights from Alex Jones, you're next, just like happened in the social media context.
Well, and I've seen what happens in the court of public opinion now with the power of the mainstream media, which is just totally allied with the Democrat Party. I mean, you want to talk about collusion, you want to talk about fascism, there it is, the media and the Democrat Party, where I have friends, and this is what I say is the power of it. I have friends that know me, have known me my entire life, and they'll find some media story about me, And if they even have the courage, they'll send it to me and say, hey, what's going on? But more often the case is they see it and they start talking with other people about how I'm bad and how I did this and they can't believe I would do this stuff. It's like, you know me. You know me. And they still fall for the propaganda. They still say, oh, wow, Owen Troy, I've known him my whole life. No, he's not this. No, he's not that. But oh, my gosh, I just saw this hit piece and now everything changes my mind. So I've seen in real time how the court of public opinion can be swayed so easily with the propaganda media. But here's an example, and I think this is kind of it'll tell us where we're at as far as how it impacts the legal system. Now, this might be a stretch because the cases are obviously different, but I look at the O.J. Simpson trial. O.J. Simpson is still guilty in the court of public opinion.
Yes.
Still guilty. He's not going to be found guilty in a court of law. Why? Because in that process, police planted evidence, tampered with the crime scene, and the judge said, look, I'm out. Like, that's it. He could be guilty of sin, but the fact that you tampered with evidence, the fact that you planted evidence, you tampered with the crime scene, I can't listen to anything. You can't be trusted. The case is done. So O.J. Simpson, guilty in the court of public opinion, but because of the way that the actual legal system works and the prosecutors blew the case, the police blew the case, O.J. Simpson's walks. So now I think we have kind of the different thing where they want to build the court of opinion of guilty against Alex Jones. But then in the process, doesn't even matter. Doesn't matter what they find in the process. He's guilty. We're going to rule him guilty. The decision is not whether he's innocent or guilty, but how guilty he is.
Oh, completely. And that's why they have stripped him of his ability to defend himself. That's why they've stripped him of all of his procedural remedies. That's why they don't want, I mean, imagine here you have an Austin Democratic liberal jury. That's Austin, Texas. Very liberal jury pool. Connecticut, very liberal jury pool. The courts are so scared and terrified of even a liberal Democratic jury hearing the actual evidence in the case that they are preventing Alex Jones from giving them any of that evidence, even making argument about it, even asking questions about it. So what's going to happen in this case is they're going to try to rig the jury pool. And then after they try to rig the jury pool, they're going to tell the jury the only evidence the jury is going to be allowed to hear is the trauma of the plaintiffs, trauma that doesn't relate to Alex Jones. But Alex Jones' lawyers will not even be allowed to ask them whether something else might have caused their trauma, or whether or not many of these people have been all over TV news all over the place. So, did public discussion of their name concern them when they were publicly disclosing their own name everywhere? So, but those questions can't even be asked. You can't ask the same honest questions you could in any other courtroom in America and any other comparable case in America. This is all unparalleled and unprecedented. There is no example of denying a party their ability to say, hey, I'm innocent. Denying a party saying, hey, I didn't cause you those injuries. Hey, I didn't intend any harm to you. Hey, by the way, I didn't do 90% of the things that you think I did. So, I mean, for example, watch, in this trial, there will be no evidence. This is my prediction right now. There'll be no evidence that anybody stalked or directly harassed any of these plaintiffs at the demand or request of Alex Jones. That will turn out to have been a huge lie. Well, they don't want the world to know that's a huge lie. So what do? They don't allow Alex Jones to talk about it. They don't allow him to present evidence of it. They don't allow him to testimony in his own behalf on it. They don't allow his lawyers to even talk about it to the jury or ask questions of witnesses. This is a rigged trial. I said it looks like 19th century Australia, all kangaroos and railroads. And that's precisely what this case looks like. And it is a disgrace to the rule of law. And people have asked, why do I speak out about it when I don't represent InfoWars? I don't represent Alex Jones. This is my own independent opinion on the subject. It is because it is an outrage to the rule of law that should scare and terrify every American that this can happen. And we need to call it out in the court of a public opinion, expose it for the fraud on the law that it is, so that we ultimately maybe can get justice through the legislative process or the appellate process.
Well, and it's like a bait and switch, or like Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom when he has to take the gold trinket out and put the bag on it, where it's like, okay, here's somebody that's suffering greatly because of the loss of life, suffering greatly because of a tragedy, and that's there on the podium, and you say, look, they're suffering, this is a horrible tragedy, but then you, oop, take that away and put Alex Jones there and say, see, Alex Jones is the reason you're suffering.
Completely. And they're not even allowed to tell the jury maybe their suffering is due to the shooter. Maybe the suffering is due to school safety lapses. Maybe their suffering is due to politicians lying about those school safety lapses. They're not allowed to talk about any of that. They're only allowed to say, listen to my trauma, blame Alex Jones. That's it. They're not allowed to hear or see anything else. And this is after rigging everything else that goes into the case in terms of procedure, in terms of substantive law, in terms of jury selections. And so Like, it wouldn't surprise me if you have a juror get up there and say, hold on a second, we're only here in order to judge, to award money for hurt feelings. That's it. There's nothing else. A juror who speaks like that is likely to get struck by this judge, because the judge wants a jury that's preordained guilt. This is an inquisition. This is a true witch trial, Salem style, except there is no substantive merits behind many of the allegations and accusations raised.
Now, I do want to do a kind of simulation mock opening statement with Bob Barnes today, but I actually want to stick on that comment when we come back, because the jury selection process here is obviously going to be extremely important, maybe even the most important part, quite frankly, considering how this is going to go. So Bob Barnes in studio with us. We're going to do a simulated opening statement from Bob Barnes eventually, whether he's with us here today. But let's come back and talk about the jury selection process, because most people don't even understand how that works. So let's get into that.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off, because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, with supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
You know, I was lucky enough to see a pre-screening of Alex's War, and I've been lucky enough to work with Alex for the last 8 years now. And I've got to say, it's just refreshing to see someone give Alex fair coverage. As somebody that knows Alex personally and has worked with Alex professionally for years now, constantly when I see the media cover him, it's not fair. Or really, it's completely negative and lies and attacks. So to see Alex's War, an actual fair depiction of who Alex is and what he stands for, was extremely refreshing, just as a friend and fan of Alex Jones myself. And it's not even necessarily to say that this documentary is gung-ho, we love Alex, he's the best ever. It's fair coverage. You can think of him what you want after watching Alex's War. But I think the fair coverage will lend most people to thinking positively of Alex, especially when you compare it to what's been said about him in the media and all the attacks against him over the years. But so much backstage access was granted to Alex Jones when he's giving speeches, to Alex Jones when he's hosting the show. A lot of the co-hosts around here, like myself, are featured giving commentary on what it's been like to work for Alex. But you're also going to get to know Alex on a very personal level, because this documentary goes through his life. And that's why it's called Alex's War, because it takes the beginning of Alex Jones on a local station, a local public broadcasting station, to where he is now with a multimedia operation that reaches millions and millions every day, and quite frankly, one of the most viral characters on the internet, perhaps even in the internet's history. So, a great telling of the story of Alex's War, and you can get your physical DVD copy at InfoWarsStore.com. That physical copy is going to be important because, as you know, everything Alex Jones and everything InfoWars gets banned on the internet. So get your physical copy of the DVD, Alex's War, at InfoWarsStore.com.
For the longest, man, I try to tell you Alex Jones was right. If we're going down, we ain't going down without a fight. But we ain't going down, the globalists are going down, that's right. You can see it to the future watching Alex Jones tonight. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. There's a war on for your mind, it's time to win it.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to do a mock kind of simulated opening statement here with Bob Barnes as we continue on the Alex Jones Show. But I want to stick with the process of jury selection, something a lot of Americans aren't really aware of. They don't understand how it goes down. They don't understand the importance, the implication. I just so happen to have worked for lawyers and been in jury selection process twice, so I kind of have an idea of what goes on. And for a lot of cases, jury selection really is the most important part of a case. And it might not seem that way, but really it is, especially with trial cases that end up with a jury verdict, which is what could be the case for Alex Jones here. So we're in the process of the jury selection right now, Bob. Just kind of go through the basics, just legal 101. What is the jury selection process like? And then why is it so important? Why do lawyers and judges really spend a lot of time making sure they get the jury selection process right?
Well, it reflects an old principle that I like to say, which is motivation is the master of reason. Reason is not the master of motivation. And what that means is if you want to improve your reasoning, shift your motivation. Theoretically, that's what we're taught as lawyers to do, though increasingly your woke crowd is not even capable of doing so. So what does that mean? It means jurors come in with preordained beliefs about your case. They often are not consciously aware of their own beliefs. Some are, and some will lie to get on the jury, as is, I think, happened in the Steve Bannon trial and happened in the Roger Stone trial. But some just are not aware of their bias. In other words, like, if you meet a certain kind of person, if you meet somebody that's, say, a woke liberal on the issues related to this case, as an example, someone who hates guns, someone who believes Second Amendment shouldn't exist, someone who's, you know, has got 8 Beto signs in their front yard, someone who believes that the speech should be restricted, someone who believes in safe spaces, your classic sort of COVID Karen kind of personality, that kind of person is not going to be an impartial jury. But they will often say they are, and some of them actually may think they will be. So that's the first reality, is that the jury is the one to make the decisions, and jurors come in with preconceptions and preconceived biases that will often shape the case, and they will filter evidence in accordance with it. I call it a memento memory. In other words, most jurors that walk in are like from the movie Memento. They remember what they want to remember, and they don't remember what they don't want to remember. It's like any political debate you've ever engaged in with anybody of the opposite side or opposite party. That's part one. Now, why do we have trial by jury in America? It's because it was first established in the Magna Carta. It was an old principle, which is you should only be tried by the other members of your community who can fairly and fully assess what you've done, whether it was right or wrong, and what injury it may have caused, and what remedy is appropriate and proportionate. So that goes all the way back to the Magna Carta. It's in the 7th Amendment to the United States Constitution. It's applied to the states through the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution, the Civil Rights Amendments. And then the states have their own constitutional protections for trial by jury, as both Connecticut and Texas do. And what it means is on any question that is about whether you were morally right, whether you caused injury, what the remedy for injury would be, a jury is supposed to decide that. Now, historically in America, juries were allowed to decide sentences as well as whether somebody committed a crime. They're able to decide the law as well as the so-called facts. The court system has usurped that from the jury because leave it to the courts to say, we think we should have that exclusive power, not the jury. And because the only party around to enforce the right to trial by jury are the courts themselves, surprise, surprise, courts decided to monopolize that part of the power to determine law to themselves. So now in America, jurors only get to decide, because of the court system, the facts. But in the case of Alex Jones, they're not even being allowed to hear those facts in order to determine those facts. Now, the other important part of jury selection is you are entitled to an impartial jury. So the jury is supposed to represent the venue that you're from, the community, a fair representation of the local communities, part one. Part two is they're supposed to be impartial. In other words, they don't come in with a preconceived bias in the case. The reality is very few jurors in America are even capable of being impartial in most politically motivated cases. And so in a case like this, the jurors' preconceived political bias will heavily shape whether they can be impartial or not. The reality is even Alex Jones fans are actually much more capable of being impartial in this case because they're willing to see whether he did right or wrong, whether an injury happened, and whether remedy is appropriate. Your Alex Jones haters are not. They're not willing to listen to the evidence. They're not willing to judge it impartially. They're not willing to make a judgment consistent with the facts and the law. And so the hard part for Alex Jones' lawyers in court today is, can you find an impartial jury in Austin, Texas, when there's been all this inflammatory, prejudicial coverage in the media? Because that's the other aspect that's important in your right to an impartial jury that's representative of the community includes your right to a jury that hasn't heard about the case outside of the case that has biased them in certain conclusions. And that is a critical and equally essential component of your right, constitutional right to trial by jury, because in the end, it's constitutional democracy preserved. How do we best protect our freedoms and liberties? Who do we give power to? Because that's what often a question isn't who has a right to something. It's who do we give power to? Do we give power to unelected judges? Do we give power to elected judges? Do we give power to appellate or Supreme Court or district court judges? Do we give power to the executive branch? Do we give power to the legislative branch? Or do we instead give power to 12 ordinary, everyday people who will impartially judge the facts and morality of the case and come to a conclusion and judgment of the community? Our forefathers said the only people we could really trust to protect our freedom, to protect our liberty, is an impartial 12 members of our local community. That's why trial by jury is so essential. It's not just about this case. It's not just about future cases. It's about the future of freedom and liberty in America.
And just kind of a practical example of this, when I first was selected for jury duty, it was a gentleman who got caught with, I think it was some crack cocaine or something in the streets of St. Louis. And part of the question they asked me, they say, have you ever been arrested for a drug offense before? I said, yes, I was when I was younger in college. Immediately, they don't want me on the case because they know I'm going to have a bias against police. They then did some follow-ups. And I said, I'm against the war on drugs. I probably would let this guy walk even if he was found guilty. I said he shouldn't. So immediately I was struck from that jury. So that's kind of part of the process. It's okay. Well, you know, this guy's got a bias maybe against police. This guy, you know, is against the war on drugs. We don't want him on our jury. And then in the other case, it was a longer white collar crime. I think it was money laundering or something. And the lawyer that I was working for at the time was like, if you land on this jury, you're going to be for months. This case is going to go on forever. So he's like, you should probably just say the word jury nullification a couple times. Just slide it in there and they won't put you on the jury. And they were right. And that's a good process because it is a way to get an impartial jury. That's just the way it goes. Now, the one question I have here, and you can answer this quickly because I don't hear it brought up often, but what about even the jury duty process? I mean, is there a chance that that could be rigged? Is there a chance like Bannon's case, Stone's case, or any other cases where they could make sure that even in the jury duty selection that they kind of even have a impartial just base to choose from?
It happens all the time. So, you know, in the crack cocaine case, the temptation I would have to ask is, you know, that how much crack was it? Was it like breakfast?
Like Hunter level? Biden level
yeah,
or whatever?
Breakfast for Hunter Biden? Was it lunch? Was it dinner? Was it dessert? But there's a lot of ways jury selection can be tampered with or can be rigged usually by the system. So one is who they subpoena, who they summons. Did they do it properly? Was it really representative of the community? There was a Lincoln Lawyer Amazon TV series show, and they portrayed a judge who was manipulating that part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
A second part of the process is what questions they ask. A third part of the process, what questions they allow your lawyers to ask. A fourth side of the process is who do they strike for cause? Who do they not strike for cause? So there's a lot of different ways to rig a jury outcome. You don't have to read John Grisham's Runaway Jury to figure that out.
Well, John Grisham, great author, one of the best to put these into books ever. All right, Bob Barnes is with us. We're going to do a simulated opening statement from Bob Barnes when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. Because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows with supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion. Films are so important. They're so powerful. And the fact that Alex's War, a documentary about the 28 years of InfoWars, is number two on the Apple Store right now is incredible on pre-sale. The DVD, the film hits theaters, all of it on the 29th. You can pre-order the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't make the film, but we are selling the DVD, Alex's War, exclusively for pre-sale on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, and that helps keep us on the air. Everybody needs Alex's War in their archive. It is a very powerful film, very cinematic, brought tears to my eyes. Alex's War, exclusively available, just went on sale hours ago at InfoWarsStore.com. Separately at InfoWarsStore.com, diet pills are the number one bestseller in supplements. We never put one out. For years, we researched the best ingredients, no natural compounds that, in a healthy way, speed up your metabolism and help your immune system. It does the same thing. Plus, it gives you a lot of energy naturally. Diet Force has the strongest concentrates of known patented compounds and natural compounds that just take your entire physiological system to the next level, particularly your immune system and, of course, at the same time, your metabolic system. You need to get Diet Force today to speed up your metabolism and more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's our newest product, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, or as I said, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air over the years. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out for over 7 months. Highest level curcuminoids. The next strongest is 75%. Ours is 95%. The leading standard ones are 5%. Those incredible things for your joints, for inflammation, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right. Robert Barnes in studio with us. I want to just do a simulation, and just to be clear here, Robert Barnes is not representing Alex Jones in this case. He's not legally involved in this case at all. He is just simply doing legal commentary as a legal expert right now, and obviously just following the case and so many other cases, a great voice of reason to go to. So I just kind of want to do a simulated opening statement here from Bob Barnes on Alex Jones' case that begins this week. Folks, I imagine the media coverage of this is going to be pretty crazy. We'll see when it really heats up, but I don't think they're going to just kind of put this as a side case. I think they're going to want to bring it to the fore whenever it's advantageous for them or they feel it's advantageous for them. But aside from that, let's go to Bob Barnes now. Just a simulated opening statement. We're just doing legal commentary here. If Bob Barnes was representing Alex Jones, he's not. But if he was, Robert, what would be your opening statement?
So in the defense of Alex Jones, the opening statement really is kind of simple and straightforward. Why are the jurors there? The real reason, everybody really kind of wanted to know is what exactly happened in the case of Sandy Hook. And what jurors mostly don't know, what most ordinary people don't know, is what happened in terms of the cover-up of Sandy Hook by politicians connected to Sandy Hook. and why people were suspicious of what was going on at Sandy Hook. The reason was because the school system had pocketed money meant for school safety. And in fact, they did not even have the mechanisms and means in place for the teachers to be able to lock their doors to prevent a shooter from coming in the room or even coming into the bathroom, where some of them within the classroom also didn't have a lock on the door where they could even try to keep the children safe. That big lie about the local politicians keeping the schools safe when they had not, when they had failed a fundamental test, was the number one thing the politicians in Sandy Hook had to cover up. And they had the willing complicity of the press, the willing complicity of the Obama White House, because they wanted the blame to all shift to the gun and the gun manufacturer and Second Amendment rights in America. That being the cause of the traumatic, tragic death of these young children, rather than politicians pocketing money meant for school safety and failing to employ effective school safety mechanisms that would come to haunt Americans in other places all across the country because of those schools' lack of effective school safety systems in years to come. And because of it, they covered up information related to Open Records Act, Sunshine Laws, FOIA requests, etc. And that, in turn, triggered a lot of people's concerns and questions that led them down often the erroneous path as to what had happened in Sandy Hook. But people asking questions as to what was really going on and what really happened is something we should want to have happen in America. We shouldn't want to discourage and dissuade asking basic core questions about big public events that impact things as important as the school safety of young children. So why are we here in this case? We're here in this case because the objective is to blame Alex Jones for the horrifying tragedy and trauma that occurred in Sandy Hook. But Alex Jones wasn't the person who decided not to use school safety mechanisms effectively. Alex Jones isn't the person who decided not to lock the doors or even provide a means to lock the doors for school children. Alex Jones isn't the one who failed to have an effective school safety response system or school safety personnel located at the scene. Alex Jones is not the one that is the one who pulled the trigger. Alex Jones is not the one who, in fact, Alex Jones was the one exposing questions about big pharma and poor mental health of young disturbed men in America. Alex Jones was the one talking about the glorification of violence in video games and in aspects of Hollywood that is meant to create these kind of problems rather than cure these kind of problems. Alex Jones is the one talking about the necessity for school safety to be real and meaningful, and that often means having good people with guns available to defend against bad people with guns. Alex Jones raised questions. Some of his questions, by his own acknowledgement, by his own admission, he didn't get right. Nobody is 100% right. But what Alex Jones didn't do is cause the death of these young children. What Alex Jones didn't do was fail to put basic school safety tests in place. What Alex Jones didn't do was many of the things that people have assumed he did or blamed him for. Alex Jones simply raised questions, and some of those questions were on the right track, and they were questions the press should have been asking but wasn't. Our politicians should have been asking but weren't, and our public was entitled to answers to but didn't get. And so instead, they want you to say that because of the horrific tragedy that happened that day, just blame Alex Jones. Don't blame anybody else. Don't blame Big Pharma. Don't blame the media. Don't blame the school safety officials. Don't blame the politicians. Don't blame the people that are not treating our mental health of our young young men well. Don't blame any of that. Instead, just blame Alex Jones because he asked questions, and some of the questions didn't turn out to be right, but some of them turned out to be very right. And that is why you're really here. And it's the attempt to say that any emotional trauma experienced by anybody connected to that tragedy is solely and wholly the fault of Alex Jones, when Alex Jones isn't the reason why that Sandy Hook happened, just like Alex Jones isn't the real reason we're here. We're here because this case is about your right to ask questions, your right to demand answers, your right to get meaningful remedies. That's why we're really here. They want to deny you, the American people, the right to ask those questions. They want to deny you, the American people, the right to demand answers. They want to deny you, the American people, the means to be able to best protect our young children. And that's why we're here, So the only verdict is a verdict that affirms our right to ask questions, that affirms our right to demand answers, and that affirms the right to meaningful school safety protection in America. And that is not aided by suppressing those questions, censoring those answers, or putting Alex Jones in a permanent gag box. That is what the case is about. That's what you're being asked to decide. Do the thing that is right. Do the thing that is American. And that means a zero verdict against Alex Jones.
Now, let's think about the precedent that could be set here. Now, there might not be a law written, right? But, oh, Alex Jones questions a major event. His entire life is destroyed. His company is destroyed. He's bankrupted. We all know the story. Well, guess what? You don't need to write a law for people to see that and say, boy, I'm not going to question anything if they do that to Alex. But let's just take a look at recent history. Jussie Smollett fakes a hate crime. Well, are you allowed to question that, or is that propaganda allowed to persist as fact, even though we all know it was fake? What about Russian collusion? Remember Russian collusion, Donald Trump, Russian collusion? Totally fake news, totally made up. Are you not allowed to question that so propaganda can become fact and influence policy? What about the Uvalde shooting? We now know the cops stood down. It was a good guy with a gun that had to bring down the shooter and save lives. What if you weren't able to question that? We wouldn't know about the horrific police response that day. What about the Hunter Biden laptop? They said, oh, that's not real. It's Russian misinformation. It's Russian propaganda. Don't look at that. Don't question that. The laptop was very real. So we have all, this is just modern history. I mean, we're not even getting into the Gulf of Tonkin and other false flags that have led to wars. I think the USS Liberty and it's just all these other incidents. So setting the precedent of someone gets to run propaganda, someone gets to run with a lie, you don't get to question it, and then that propaganda, that lie, is able to influence policy, which is then able to influence permanent law, and it's all based off a false flag, it's all based off of a lie. So if they can set that precedent in this case, whether they have to write laws or not, there's going to be major impact when it comes to free speech and media coverage of big events in this country and, quite frankly, the world, depending on how this case goes.
Oh, absolutely. And for people to understand out there, just look at what the Texas Court of Appeals said. They said, and you look at some of the questions that Alex Jones has been asked, it's if you question any narrative approved by the government and anybody feels offended, has hurt feelings over your questioning the institutional narrative, they can now sue you into bankruptcy because they don't like your questions. And it is much more important to have the right to question than it is to preclude people from asking the wrong questions. And that's what this case is all about. Just because somebody doesn't get every question right, doesn't get every answer right, is no reason, is no justification to stop them from asking questions and demanding answers in the first place. For all the great historical reasons we know about, what if you couldn't ask about whether vaccines were really safe and effective? What if you couldn't ask about whether a war is really justified or necessary? We need these questions. We need Alex Joneses of the world asking those questions because we, the American people, demand answers and we're entitled to them.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows with supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
1776! 1776!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time I think about this guy, I forget his name because I just do it off the cuff. But I was at Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. I'd just been arrested trying to fly in, trying to cover it. It was a big media frenzy. Back then, the media still stuck up for journalists, even though they didn't like me. And they released me after a day of being interrogated and screamed at and threatened with prison. And they finally released me. And when I got to the hotel, I met with Jim Tucker, the hotel miles away from where Bilderberg was about to meet the next day. There was an old man at the bar drinking a beer. He said, Alex, I'd like to drink a beer with you. And I said, sure, he's a British man. I said, you live in Canada? He said, yeah, I've lived here since the 90s. And I didn't know he was dying at the time. He died a few months later. He said, you know, I used to be a well-known economist in the UK, and I've been at the highest levels of the whole socialist globalist system. I've met with many of these people, and early on, I kind of believed the lie they were selling about how it was utopia and freedom and the power of the average person, but really, they want to make everybody poor and control them. And he said, I think you need to use this slogan I just developed, because I'm a mathematician, not just an economist. And he said, but it's not an equation. It's an archetypal symbol and numbers. It was very eloquent. He said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I interviewed him and talked to him, and it wasn't till we started looking into him for the film that it turned out he was the main economist to two prime ministers. He was the guy. He was the guy who was super famous. I just, you know, didn't know that in the 80s he'd been worked for Margaret Thatcher and all the rest of it. But the point is, that's where that came from, was from a Brit, which is perfect because, you know, our revolution came out of England. It was an extension of George Washington's grandparents and Thomas Jefferson's grandparents and parents and people that came to the New World to get away from tyranny. And England had revolutions like ours trying to get freedom. So America is not an anti-British thing. America is not an anti-Anglo-Saxon thing. America is not an it comes out of Magna Carta in 1215. It comes out of all those wars and rebellions and fights for freedom in Ireland, in Scotland, in Wales, in Brittany. That is an extension of who we are. And it's so fitting that a Brit and an economist came up with that powerful maxim that they fear so much. The answer to 1984 is 1776!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment here with Bob Barnes, who is going to be covering this trial as it's ongoing. It could last weeks. Who knows how long it could go, folks. A lot of stuff. We're just beginning the process now. And again, to clarify, Bob Barnes not representing us. He's just here as his own legal commentator, and he hosts podcasts and stuff as well. But, you know, let's kind of get into the defamation angle of this, not even necessarily directly involved with the Jones case here, but just as a more general coverage of defamation, because I've looked into this. When I had to get my degree in media, the hardest college class I ever took was media law. I mean, my God, you know how much you have to read when you go through law school. That was the one law class I took. It's like ridiculous how much we had to learn. But I learned about defamation. I learned more about it working for an attorney growing up. And here's what my understanding of defamation was, and I still believe this is the case, designed this way. It is so hard to win a defamation case. It is one of the hardest cases that you can possibly win, and that's why you don't really see or hear much about it. Here's an example. I could go right now and I could present dozens, maybe even hundreds of cases of articles and videos and all this stuff of how I've been defamed. Lies about me, hit pieces against me. They're everywhere. Now, I've brought this to lawyers, and you know what the challenge is? They say, okay, well, there's no doubt that there's an aspect of defamation here. The problem is, how do you prove losses in court? How do you prove that because somebody said this or somebody said that, even if they know they're lying, even if it's clearly false information, how do you prove financial damages in court? Because that's really what the defamation law comes down to, right? Is, okay, well, you've been defamed. What did it cost you? We're going to give you a reward for the damages. So sure, I could go into a court of law, present dozens of cases of how I've been defamed, but then how do I equate that to potential lost earnings? Because that's one of the hardest things to prove. Potential lost earnings is one of the hardest things to prove, so you don't really see that in the court of law very often. But generally speaking, that's how I understand defamation.
What's your understanding and background of being involved in the legal process for decades of defamation? And then how does it apply modern day, and how do you see its application changing over the years?
So I've been doing this work on both sides, plaintiffs and defense side, in the defamation context because of its constitutional implications for freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of association, for the better part of a quarter century. I represented the Covington kids. Now, let's use that as an example. They're the Covington kids were targeted by a bunch of powerful people, lied about. They tried to destroy their lives, their careers, their futures. They ended up being subject to death threats and firebombing, something that was a really direct connection compared to what I think the evidence will show in this case involving Alex Jones and Sandy Hook. And what happened? Judges said, nope, you can't sue. They said, you can't sue because of this or that or something else. That gives you an idea. Those kids we're having to go through the appellate process, going to have to go to the legislative reform process to ever get meaningful remedy. Yet here in the Sandy Hook cases, they've obliterated all of those rules limiting the constitutional scope of defamation. So defamation is supposed to be when you make a specifically false statement of fact about a specifically identified individual that causes them both emotional harm and reputational harm in their local community. And that you do so with a certain state of mind, a certain mens rea, what is usually called malice. And in this case, it's reckless disregard of the truth. That you knew at the time you made the statement, basically that the statement wasn't true or likely to be true about that individual. Now look at this, and then there's the constitutional requirement of what's called colloquium. This goes all the way back to the New York Times versus Sullivan. This is why I don't believe any of the cases against Alex Jones should even be in court. And a constitutionally honest court would have thrown out these cases years ago. Why do I say that? Because there's a requirement under the Constitution, as the U.S. Supreme Court said in New York Times versus Sullivan, that you must make a specifically false statement about a specified individual. In that particular case, they made a statement about a group. But generally, this is called group libel. Is not recognized constitutionally or under the tort law of defamation in individual states. It needs to be sufficiently about you that people knew it was about you. Not you because you're a group of 100 or a group of 50 or a group of 200, that it's really about you. It goes all the way back to a case in New York where one group of people made false statements about a group of salesmen of which there were only 10 in that department. There are other false statements made about a group in which there were more than 50. The court said in the group that's more than 50, they don't know the statement's about you. That's too many people. In the group that's 10, okay, they probably do think the statement's about you because that's sufficiently few. So look at the Sandy Hook cases. In the Sandy Hook cases, in almost all of them, there's no allegation that Alex Jones said a specifically false fact about a specific individual. Not there. So what did the court say? The court said, we're going to ignore the constitutional requirement of colloquium. We're going to ignore the tort law of defamation. We're going to ignore the intentional infliction of emotional distress limitations on torts and say that now you can sue if you're part of any group that somebody could look you up on the internet and see whether maybe you're part of that group, even if that group is 100 or 200 or 300 or 1,000 or more. This is in direct refutation and a direct opposition to every court case in the history of the country on class libel claims. So they have made special standards for Alex Jones. Not only is he not allowed due process of law, not only is he not allowed trial by jury, not only is he not allowed to say he's innocent in a case, not only is he not allowed to an impartial jury process, he's also not allowed to have the same constitutional and tort protections that have applied to everybody from time immemorial in terms of governing libel laws. So that's why it goes to anybody could be put at risk now. So you go out there and you make a statement about that can be a reference to a broad group of people. So let's say you go out there and say, you know what? COVID vaccines are not vaccines. They're not safe. They're not effective. Now, somebody who feels injured by that can now, under existing Texas law, the Alex Jones exception to the First Amendment, the Alex Jones exception to the Constitution, the Alex Jones exception to due process, the Alex Jones exception to trial by jury. Now, suddenly, you can be individually and separately sued for any hurt emotions they feel, and they can pick a politicized venue that is weaponized against you in the judicial and jury process. And that is why this case is so dangerous and consequential, because constitutionally it puts the First Amendment at risk, Constitutionally, it puts due process at risk. Constitutionally, it puts the right to trial by jury at risk. But also, it's gutting the purpose and principle of defamation law. And the real purpose is to make government-identified misinformation, in other words, what people in power call misinformation, to allow individuals to weaponize the legal system, to allow individuals to sue you into oblivion and bankruptcy, into permanent censorship and suppression of information because you are a dissident. It is basically converting defamation law into dissident heresy laws. That's what basically Alex Jones is on trial for heresy. That's what it really is. And that's what they're trying to do to everybody, ultimately, using Alex Jones as the means to do so. And it's not consistent with defamation law. It's not consistent with the Constitution.
But hey, if it puts money in my pocket and if it hurts my political opposition, then, oh, let's do it anyway. Now, here's what I'm concerned because I've seen concerned about, because here's what the pattern that I've seen is that defamation is just going to become another legal tool for the Democrat Party to destroy its opposition. Basically, only one side of the aisle gets to use it. Here's some other examples. Contempt of court or contempt of Congress. Eric Holder, he gets to walk, no charges. Steve Bannon, he gets arrested. How about disruption of Congress? David Hogg, he gets to disrupt Congress. Never arrested, never charged, nothing. Owen Schroyer, though, I'm still in court 3 years later for doing it. How about illegal entry to the Capitol? Stephen Colbert's staffers, eh, good for them. Charges dropped, no harm, no foul. But if you were a Trump supporter, American patriot, you're still in jail. You're suffering the full extent of the law. Is defamation going to become the new legal weapon of the Democrats to destroy their opposition when it never is applied to them?
Absolutely. It's going to be a one-side selective means of prosecution and suppression. What it is, it's recreating the old church, recreating old heresy trials, and being able to lock up dissident thinkers, suppress dissident thinkers, censor dissident thinkers, using lawfare, weaponized lawfare to do it. As I've told people, Alex Jones was in business for 25 years, never faced a meaningful lawsuit of any kind. Then Donald J. Trump wins office to the presidency of the United States. People realize how influential Alex Jones's audience is. So they decide to try to take out the audience by trying to take out Alex Jones. And that's why I say the front line to Alex Jones that was supposed to break is you, the audience. It's people who continue to go to InfoWars store and make themselves healthier, wealthier, and wiser by buying products that are good for them that keep Alex Jones on the air. And you weren't supposed to do that. You were supposed to fold. You were supposed to capitulate. You were supposed to, when you heard Revere's cry, supposed to hide under your bed, not get your musket, and get out and ready to defend the country. Because ordinary, everyday people have rallied to the cry of Alex Jones and defend Alex Jones. The only way they're going to censor and suppress Alex Jones is if they stop his heart from beating. Because as long as his heart is beating, freedom and Alex Jones will stay alive. And that's only possible because you, the audience, help make it possible.
Bob Barnes, he is going to be here with us covering the legal case all week. So he'll be popping in and out. Be sure to pay attention here. Thank you, Robert, for coming in to join me on the Alex Jones Show. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Keep us on the air.
Films are so important. They're so powerful. And the fact that Alex's War, a documentary about the 28 years of InfoWars, is number two on the Apple Store right now is incredible on presale. The DVD, the film hits theaters, all of it on the 29th. You can pre-order the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't make the film, but we are selling the DVD. Alex's War, exclusively for pre-sale on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, and that helps keep us on the air. Everybody needs Alex's War in their archive. It is a very powerful film, very cinematic, brought tears to my eyes. Alex's War, exclusively available, just went on sale hours ago at InfoWarsStore.com. Separately at InfoWarsStore.com, diet pills are the number one bestseller in supplements. We never put one out. For years, we researched the best ingredients, no natural compounds that, in a healthy way, speed up your metabolism and help your immune system. Does the same thing. Plus, it gives you a lot of energy naturally. Diet Force has the strongest concentrates of known patented compounds and natural compounds that just take your entire physiological system to the next level, particularly your immune system and, of course, at the same time, your metabolic system. You need to get Diet Force today to speed up your metabolism and more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's our newest product, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, or as I said, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air over the years. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out for over 7 months. Highest level curcuminoids, The next strongest is 75%. Ours is 95%. The leading standard ones are 5%. Those incredible things for your joints, for inflammation, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.